A Kremlin ultimatum, a near-miss drone and sabotage foiled beneath the Atlantic. When Trump and Putin spoke for roughly an hour on Tuesday, the call produced not a diplomatic opening but a maximalist demand. Washington must stop all assistance to Ukraine, not reduce it, not negotiate conditions, but stop everything. The Kremlin issued that position publicly after Trump reportedly pressed for a swift conclusion to the war. A sequencing that effectively presented the U.S. president with a precondition requiring the demolition of American foreign policy before talks could even begin. The same week, Norway's prime minister confirmed that a suspected Shahed-type drone, the Iranian-designed loitering munitions Russia has deployed in large quantities against Ukraine, came close to Ukrainian President Zelensky's aircraft as it departed Moldova en route to Oslo for King Harald V's funeral. Analysts noted that such proximity to the aircraft of a head of state traveling to a NATO-adjacent ceremony was unlikely to be accidental targeting. NATO intelligence services simultaneously foiled a Russian plot to physically sabotage undersea fiber-optic cables, the infrastructure carrying the vast majority of internet traffic, financial data, and military communications between Europe and North America. Russia has probed these cables for years, with incidents reported near Svalbard in the Baltic and in the North Sea, but an active interdiction is a different category of threat. NATO's decision to publicize the operation was itself a deterrence message. Deniability, historically Moscow's cover for infrastructure probing, has been removed. Threading through the same pressure architecture, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps formally laid out conditions for ending what it called its war with the United States. A halt to strikes, release of $24 billion in frozen assets, and an end to interference with its nuclear program. Simultaneously, Tehran declared a new maritime zone in a region Trump had publicly warned Iran not to contest. In the Strait of Hormuz context, through which roughly 20% of global oil supply transits, any Iranian attempt to enforce such a zone risks confrontations regardless of Washington's response. Kim Jong-un's public praise of North Korean troops fighting abroad, delivered at North Korea's founding anniversary on September 9, the highest-profile moment in Pyongyang's calendar, eliminated the deniability both capitals had previously maintained about the deployment of Korean People's Army soldiers to support Russian operations. Kim chose to remove that deniability himself, a signal that he calculated the strategic benefit of publicizing the Russia alliance outweighed any diplomatic cost with China or the broader international community. Taken together, the simultaneous military and diplomatic pressure from Moscow, Tehran, and Pyongyang represents what analysts described as parallel instruments of strain on American capacity and credibility across multiple theaters at once.